Today's daf is daf gimel. So we got to the bottom of Beis, we got to the where it's Mesu Namu Tanina. We were talking about the sheet of Ula. Ula was one who said in the name of Yochanan, the Kachim Shemesu, Yatzimide Mila Dvartara, that when Kachim dies, so there's no longer Mila Deraisa, but the implication is there's a Mila Dirabanam. So now, in light of this discussion, the Gemara says Mesi Nami, which is three lines up from the bottom of Beis Amin Beis. Mesi Nami Tanina, we also have the din that Kachim Shemesu, that they die. So the din of the Mila Dirabanam, we already learned such a. So again, Ula said there's a Mila Dirabanam. We're going to ask a question that there seems to be no Mila Dirabanam from the following Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Maseches Mila Hanana Menachatas. Person gets hana from a chatas that's a balmum. The din is kishihi chaya. When the animal's alive, it's a chatas balmum. It's alive. A lo mal ad sheyifkum. We learn more of the details of how mila works, but you have to somehow cause a chisar and a pagam in the animal of at least a shavaputa in order to violate mila. So that's the din when the chatas balmum, when it's alive, that you don't get mila until there's a pagam. When the chatas dies, however, the din is kevin de nana kolshu. Once there's a even small amount of hana, one gets, so the din would be it's mal. So what comes out from this discussion here is, how come this mishnah is only addressing a chatas? What about all the other kolshim? What about ola? What about shlamim? So the implication is that this din only applies to a chatas, but all other karbanas, all other kolshim, the din would be if kolshim shemesu, there would not be a din of mila. This is something that's unique to chatas. So how could Ula say that there is an Isser Mi'ila Midirabanan by other Kajim Shemesu? So the Gemara explains, Hakadai Techamina, I would have thought that as follows. Really, when the Mishnah says later on that a Chatas is a Chatas Shemesu, there's a Mi'ila Midirabanan, that's not to exclude other Kajim. That's consistent with the Shita of Ula. Everyone agrees, really, Kajim Shemesu, there would be an Isser Mi'ila Midirabanan. So what Tavimina that you would have thought Chatas are different? So the Gemara explains that, I mean, I would have thought, chatas, there's some girsos here. So the chatas, this is going based on the Rashi's girsa, chatas hol l'chapara ka'asya, since there's everything changed the opposite, because there's a bunch of lows here with parentheses and brackets, so I'm not sure how the article or
the way you changed it, it was that they were saying chatas, and then the implication is the other ones, it's not that way, that it's a kasha. Whereas the alternative is to learned as a support, that we've already learned this.
Okay. So it's superfluous then. So either way, so I think the way it's at least, according to the Masifta's understanding, this is a kasha. So in the world of this understanding, which apparently seems to be Shita's Rashi, so the Gemara explains that, I mean, I would have thought chatas, hol chaparakas, since it comes as a kapara, people already, when it's alive, since it's a chatas, it comes as a kapara, people know how to separate from it. So therefore, when it dies, so the din would be that people know how to, or they've already been regulated to separate from such an animal, and therefore there's no need to add an iser meil on top of this. Aval kudshim hovulav chapar kasu. Other kudshim, such as an ola, such as a shlamim, don't come as a chatas, and lo bedilim minom. People don't separate from it, so I'm not sure why that distinction would be the case. People separate from all types of karbanos. But the understanding is that I guess it's not as serious. The carbon itself isn't coming as a kapara, so somehow people don't feel the need to stay away from it as much. And isbu mila, and therefore one would think that mi'ila only when it applies, the isra midirban mi'ila would only apply to other kachim, because other kachim needs that extra protection. Because a chatas, we all know to separate from a chatas. That's obvious to us. A chatas, even when the chatas is alive, we are already used to separating from it. So when it dies, we don't need an added gzera. And therefore, the Mishnah later on tells us, Kamash Malam, that even by Chatas, there's a need to institute an Isser Mila Midirabanam. And this is the reason why the Mishnah later on only specifies Chatas, because it's a Havin that maybe a Chatas Shemesa shouldn't have to have an Isser Mila Midirabanam. As you said, there are other approaches to this. I don't know the article's approach to this, but this is how they get around the problem, or perhaps support for the Shita of Ula. So Gemara now says, Chatas, v'chatas shemesa mi isbehu me'ila. Is it really true if you have a chatas that just dies, drops dead, there's an isser me'ila involved? V'hatanya, now we're talking about an isser me'ila midirabanam. Midiraisa, everybody agrees, Dvar Torah, there's no isser me'ila kachim shemesu. But the challenge here is an isser me'ila midirabanam. So is there really an isser me'ila midirabanam on a chatas shemesa? V'hatanya, the Braisa tells us that chatos hamesos, if a chatas has to die, not that's dead yet, But the din is that you have to let it die, such as, you know, chatas shemesa ba'aleh, or chatas shekipra ba'aleh, the five different cases where the chatas is unnecessary, it's useless, so you say the chatas has to die. So once that psak din is, the chatas needs to die. Or the maos shaholchas liyam hamelech, or there's some extra monies that are unnecessary, that are set aside for chatas, so this money, the din is, has to be sent to Yam HaMelech. So the din is, lo nanin v'lo mu'alin. The din is, it's usher to get hana from it. The same time, there is no iser mi'ila. So we're going to see this phrase a lot, lo nanin v'lo mu'alin. Lo mu'alin, work backwards. Lo mu'alin means there's no mi'ila here. And then the standing here is, there's no mi'ila, not midiraisa, and not midiraban. There's no mi'ila to talk of. But there's still low net and we don't get hana. We still treat it in such a way that there's no iser hana. So what comes out is there really a different, there are four different levels when it comes to dealing with kachim. There's either it's completely mutter, or there's an iser hana, or there's an iser mi'ila midirbanan, or there's an iser mi'ila midiraisa. So what we're saying here, that this is a third level down, which means there's no mi'ila deraisa, no mi'ila derbanan, but there's an iser hana. So, but what comes out from this this statement, however, is that there is no iser me'ila midirabanan when it comes to chatas shemesa, which goes against what we just said. So the Gemara answers, Amre, chatas hamesos b'chayehen b'dilin minon. So no, this is only by chatas hamesos. A regular chatas that is this drops dead, that people have to, there's an institution of an iser me'ila midirabanan. But if it's a chatas that when it's alive, the din is, it's the mesos, it's the five cases we have to let the chatas die. So people already, when they're alive, when the animal's alive, they already know how to stay away. So there's no need to institute an iser mi'ila midirbanan only by the chatas of mesos. But other types of chatas, there was an iser. Lafuka hecha de mechaim de loba dil mine, as opposed to a situation where the chatas, when it was alive, it was roi for kapara, where people don't separate from it, where they're going to use it as a carbon. There, when it died, those that chatas die, they had to institute an iser mi'ila midirbanan to ensure that people stay away from this animal that they were once accustomed to being near. Okay, the Gemara now, after discussing this, confused, it's very confusing because they don't really align with each other, the different statements. If you're still following along here, they seem to contradict each other, because earlier we said a chatas, according to this gear that we read through, that people are bedilim minei, and now we're saying the chatas delo bedilim minei. So it's a bit confusing, and that's probably why the gear cells are changing back and forth, but we'll leave it as a very superficial understanding right now. So now the Gemara is going back to what we had discussed yesterday about the din of if a kachik kachim was shechted bedarum. The din is a kachik kachim is supposed to be shechted betzafon in the north of the Mizbeach, but it was shechted bedarum. And then we had a machlokas between Rabba and Ula, Rabba and Rav Yossi rather, whether or not we say yardu or lo yardu. When you put such a chata, such a carbon that was shechted in the wrong place, do we accept it or do we not accept it? So imalu.
About the chatas and mesos here, we're talking about ones that while they were alive stood to die.
So, correct.
So that's different than a chatas shemesa, where it actually died, but while it was alive, wasn't standing to die.
Look, that's correct. But what comes out from all this, a regular chatas, not chatas and mesos, a regular chatas, the Gemara concludes a regular chatas mechaim lo bedil minei. But earlier we had said in general, a chatas that's alive, we do say bedil minei.
Doesn't it depend on whether while it was alive it was going to be going to death?
Well, the earlier discussion seemed to be in general across the board, unless we're introducing this chilek now, and then
between when it was alive, was it standing to be?
So now we're going back to the earlier answer we gave at Ula, that's only true, it was a chatas shalom esos,
right.
And then we say bedil minei. Okay. So we had, again, discussion yesterday's daf, about these cases of a kachik kachim sheshachtim bedarom, im alu, if it was put on the mizbeach incorrectly, do we leave it there or do not leave it there? So Rabbi says, im alu, yerdu, we take it down. But Rav Yosef says, im alu, lo yerdu, once it's up there, just leave it, don't bring it down. So now in that machlokes, the Gemara asks the question, Eisivei Rav Yosef le Rabbi. Again, just to get the klashitas clear, Rabbi says, yerdu, Rav Yosef said, lo yerdu. So according to Rabba, that challenging Rabba, who says, yerdu, chada migo chada, chada migo chada. So we're going to bring a few statements, pulling out a few different statements from a few Mishnayos to build up a question, which is as follows. It says in one Mishnah, Masechet Zvachim, that's chada migo chada migo, that one from one, we're just connecting again various Mishnayos. L'chulan, this is addressing a number of different psulos listed in the Mishnah and Zvachim. So if you change the location of the Malika, or the location of the Hazah, so the din is Ein Metamin Begadim Abeis Ablion. So we have to understand what's going on here. When it comes to a bird, so in general, a bird that is a kosher bird that's a nevela, so it's not to metame a person until he swallows it. So now, when a person does a shechita, on a kosher shechita on an Of Tahor, that's not a nevela, that's a good shechita. Now, when you do a malika, malika isn't good outside the base of Migdash, but malika, cutting it, is acceptable in the base of Migdash. That's a malika, it's the same thing as a shechita in the base of Migdash. Now, we do malika outside, it's possible, but malika as a kachrim, it's a good maisa, and it's not a nevela either with a malika. But let's say you do a malika in the base of Migdash, but you do it in the wrong location. So, with the Gemara is about to tell us, with regards to nevela purposes, that malika was acceptable. The animal is not a nevela, because in the base of Migdash, malika is acceptable. But since it was done in the wrong location, with regards to the kachim element of it, so that's going to be disqualified. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah says again, cool, and all those that are mentioned, all those psulos that were, the malika was done in the wrong location in the base of Migdash, Ein metamin begadim abeis ablia. They're not going to be metame a person. A person goes ahead and eats this animal, this bird, it's not going to be metame the clothing he's wearing while swallowing it, because this malika was effective in removing the din of nevela to the animal. Ooh, mo'al mehen, but still there is an isim me'ila, because since it was performed in the wrong place with regards to kachim, it was ineffective, and the me'ila still stands. Chutz, with the exception of a mechatas ha'of, she'asa lamata, kemaisa chatas ha'of, l'shem chatas. Unless it was done correctly, in which case, a malika would remove the isser me'ila. Fine. The katani ilave, it was written on the top of this brisa, kol she'haya psula b'kodesh. Anytime you have an oaf that was a good carbon, and you did the malika in the right place, or rather you did malika inside, but you did it in the wrong place, so everything was right until you did something wrong in the Kodesh. The psul took place in the Kodesh, meaning the wrong location. You did it in the Darom. So the din is Eino Mitame Begadim Abeis Ablia. Since the Ma'is HaMalika was correct, it was just the wrong location, that does not have an Issa Nevela anymore. You got rid of the Nevela. However, Chol Shalohaya Psul BeKodesh, anything that's psul was not in the Kodesh, meaning the psul pre-existed the Beis HaMikdash, such as an animal that had a Mechusar Eiver, so it wasn't right for the carbon at the outset, so the Malika on such an animal is possible, because you shouldn't be doing Malika on an animal that's possible for the Mizbeach. So in that case, the Malika is not considered a Shechita, and the animal would still have an Isser, would create an Isser Nevela, that would be Metame Begadim HaBeis HaBaliyah. And then Katani, yet another place we have, it says in the Mishnah, in Zvachim, Kol Shaya Psul B'Kodesh. Now here's what we need. Anything that the Psul takes place in the Kodesh, which means now, what's a Psul B'Kodesh? We define a Psul B'Kodesh that if you, the Psul only came inside the base of Migdash, which means the Oaf was very kosher, had all the limbs, everything was fine, you brought it in, and what made it possible B'Kodesh? You did the Malika in the wrong place. In other words, for our case, you did it in the Darom as opposed to the Tzafon. So when you do it in the Darom, such a Psul, what's the din? So says the Mishnah, Kol Shaya Psul B'Kodesh Im Alu Lo Yerdu. You don't take it down. So this is clearly in support of Rav Yosef, because our discussion in Maseches Me'ila is about you did the Kachikachim Bidarum incorrectly. Im Alu says the Mishnah, Lo Yerdu. Don't take it down. That's Shitas Rav Yosef against Shitas Rabba, to which the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta De Rabba Tiyufta. So that's how that discussion ends. So now the Gemara says, continuing on this discussion, Hadapligi, that which it's the Machlokes, about Rabbi Rav Yosef, about whether this case of a Shechita Shina Makom of the Shechita is Yered or Lo Yered, it was Pshita Le the Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a contemporary of Rabbi Rav Yosef, and he thought the answer was obvious. He didn't have a Shaila. Damar Rabbi Elazar, Olas Bamas Yachid. So we have to understand Bamas Yachid. Bamas Yachid, the din is a person brings the times of the Mishkan in the various places in Eretz Yisrael. So you can have your own personal Bamas Yachid. So I have a Bamas Yachid, and I could bring in Nedarim and Nedavos in my backyard Bama. And there's also Bamas Sibur, which was located in the Mishnah. That was the Bamas Sibur, that was of Moshe Benus. So let's say I had a Bamas Yachid. I set aside a carbon to be brought in my backyard, my grill, my Bamas Yachid. And then, for whatever reason, Sheikh Nisalafnim, I decided to bring it into the Azara. I brought it into the Mishkan for some reason. So what would the din be in that case? So the halacha is klatu mechitos lechol davar. So now once I bring it inside the Mishkan, so now all the halachas apply. It's possible if I take it out. It's possible I do this in the darum, and everything else is possible. If I left it in my backyard, in my bamas yachid, there's no tzafon or darum in my backyard. I could shecht it wherever I want in my backyard. But the moment I take a bamas yachid, an olas bamas yachid, and bring it to the Mishkan, now it takes on all the kedusha, all the restrictions of a regular carbon being brought in the Mishkan. Okay, so that's the statement. So then, on that statement, comes along Rebbe Elazar. He asks this question, Boy, Rebbe Elazar, olas bamas yachid shechnisa. So I took my carbon that was designated for my bamas yachid, but I brought it inside the Mishkan for some reason. So now it's in the azara of the Mishkan. Shenifsala, that became possible because now I did it badaro. Because once I brought it into the Mishkan, now it takes on all the restrictions, and it's a kachik kachim. So I'm supposed to bring it in the shafon, but instead I brought it in the darom. So now let's say I put it on the mizbech alu. Such a case, mahu shayir, what's the halacha of me bring it down? So the Gemara says that was his question. So we can now infer from his question, from the fact that he asked this strange question of olas bamas yachid, bringing the Mishkan, and he didn't ask the other question we were talking about of a regular kachik kachim of the Beis HaMikdash that was brought in the Darom, michlal de'idach, the case that we've been talking about, a regular case of a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with the bamas yachid. De'idach, that case was obvious with pshitalei, that was obvious to him. Now we don't know which way it was obvious to him, either ikaraba, ikdav Yosef, but he knew whatever the answer was, so that's why he was asking the more sophisticated question of an olas bamas yachid shechnisa le'azara. So the Gemara says, no, not true. From the fact that Rebbe Elazar asked the more sophisticated question about olas bamas yachid and wasn't asking on a regular carbon in the base of Migdash being shechnin the darum, not because he didn't think that was a question, he was really asking a two-layered question here. Chada migo chada kamibayle. So what was his question? He was wondering within Shitas Rabba, and he was wondering within Shitas Rav Yosef as follows. Ad kan lo kama rabba hasam im alu yerdu. The only time rabba said over there that im alu, if it went up, yerdu, you bring it down, only said that there because mechitza ketikne pasla. Because when he brought the regular carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, so now since you designated for the Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash and you brought it inside the walls, so then it takes on all the various restrictions. But in a case shalotikna, where you have an olas bamas yachid that was designated for the outside, and then you bring it inside, la pasla, he didn't think that would disqualify because the initial creation of this carbon was for an olas bamas yachid. Just because I bring it into the base of Migdash, into the Mishkan, is not going to bring all those restrictions, and even in that case, perhaps, Rabbi would say, imalu lo yerdu. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps you could say the opposite. That afilu Rav Yosef damar im also lo teirid. Even Rav Yosef Shita, who holds a regular carbon that was shechted incorrectly bedarum im also lo teirid, that's because the mechitza kitikna kalta. Because since he did everything correctly, meaning this was designated initially for the Beis HaMikdash, it was initially designated for the Mizbeach, so Mizbeach wants to take this carbon. Even though it became possible in the wrong place, it was Bedarum, the Mizbeach is willing to tolerate the Psul because it was designated for the Mizbeach in the first place. But Olas Bamas Yachid, Shlo Ketikna, that wasn't designated for the Mizbeach inside the Mishkan, inside the Beis HaMikdash, there in Lokalta, there the Mizbeach doesn't really care for, and Im Allah, the din would be Tered, according to Rav Yosef. And therefore, it was a double level question here, according to Rebbe Elazar. Okay, moving on. Next topic. The Gemara says, we had said earlier on yesterday's daf that the din of pigul is only true if a person does pigul on all the different levels of the avoda. If you do pigul on shechita alone, that's not going to render an iser karis. So Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav, Zrikas pigul. If a person had a machshava pigul of chutz lezmano, chutz lemkomo, while he was doing the zrika, or during the during the shechita, the din is eino moti midei meila bekadshe kadshim. So if you have a kadshe kadshim, which is kedusha from the beginning, the moment you create a carbon as a chatas, as an ola, those are kadshe kadshim. So there's an isim meila, and the way to remove the meila is once you've done everything correctly, the shechita, kavala, halacha, and zrika, and then it's no longer an iser meila. But if you did an incorrect shechita, you did an incorrect zrika, in other words, you did bepigol, that would not remove the kedusha; it would remain its status quo as having an iser meila. And the flip side, kachet kalim, initially Kachi Kalim are low-level karbanos, such as a shlamim, and there is no Isser Me'ila until you've done the right act, until you've done it properly. So he says, just like a Zerikas Pigel doesn't remove the Me'ila from Kachi Kachim, at the same time, Ve'inu maybe lead a Me'ila but Kachi Kalim, it doesn't bring Kachi Kalim to the level of Me'ila because it was done in the Pigel. So it has to be done correctly in both of those directions. So based on this statement, in the statement of Rav Gidal Merav, Yosef Abaye was sitting down. The Kamala La Shmaisa, he was learning this particular sugya. And Esive, Rapapa Labaye. So after hearing this, Rav Papa challenged the Baye's discussion, and based on the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, the Mishnah tells us that Shochet is a Toda Lifnim V'Lachma Chutz L'Chomer. We know when it comes to a carbon toda, there are four different instances when a person brings a carbon toda. So when a person brings a carbon toda, it's accompanied by 40 loaves of bread. And there are four different types, and each of the four types have 10 loaves. There's different matzahs and bread and so on. So now you have 40 loaves of bread, but the loaves of bread are outside the chom, outside the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, while the carbon toda is inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Azara. So the din is, HaShochet is HaToda Lufnim, V'lachma Chutz L'choma, Lokide Shishalechem. It's not able to be Mekadesh Alechem, and that's because the Pasuk uses the word Al. It says, Yaakov Karbano Al Zevach Todav Shlomav, that you have to have them adjacent to each other, near the proximity of each other to create the Kedusha. Let's say shachta achilo karma panei abatanur. Let's say you shach the karma toda, but the bread hasn't fully baked yet. It hasn't yet, the outside hasn't turned golden yet, a little brown, hasn't browned yet. Or afilo karma kulam. Let's say all the challahs did turn brown, they were complete, except chutz mi'achas men. One, the 40th loaf of bread wasn't yet complete, the din is here as well, lo kiddush alechem. Even though it might be in the makam azara, it's in a tanur inside the azara, you have the proximity, you have the al, the samach that's necessary, but it also has to be, the baking process has to be complete. Then the Mishnah says, shachta, let's say you shech the karban toda, chutzes mano, or chutzim komo, that's having pigul in mind, the din is, kodesh alechem, it actually is able to mekadesh alechem, even though there is pigul. So we see that it does bring something to me'ila. Alma, pigul maisi leili de me'ila. Right, karban toda is a type of shlomim, it's a type of kodesh kalim. So how come here, that the maisa shchita, the pigul does bring it to an isra me'ila, does create kedusha? Against what Rav Gidal, in the name of Rav, just said. So Gemara says, Ishtik, he was quiet, and he had no response. Abaye didn't know what to say. And Kiyasa, Lakame, the Rabbi Abba, when Abaye went to Rabbi Abba, and he asked him this question of Rav Papa, this very sharp question of Rav Papa. Amarle, Rabbi Abba responded back, Bizrika, it's all about Zrika. Why? Because the guy was quiet during Zrika. I mean, during the Shechita, so then during Shechita he had the Machshava Pigel. And had he had Machshava Pigel during Zrika as well, Einachanami, this would have been disqualified, and it would not have brought it to the stage of Kedusha and Me'ila. But here it's only where during the stage of Shechita was a Pigel, but during the stage of Zrika there was no Pigel, and therefore since during Zrika, when the final act, the most important act, the completion of the Zrika, the Pigel wasn't present, therefore the Kedusha does take effect on the red that's here. The Gemara then says, Amr le Rav Ashi the Rava, V'ha Amr Ula, doesn't Ula tell us that Kometz Pigol, Shehel Alagabi Mizbeach, Paka Pigol Mimenu, Kometza Haina Shechita. What does that mean? So doesn't Ula say that the person does Kometza, we know the Kohen, what he does is he scoops up the flour between his three middle fingers and wipes up the top of the bottom, he puts it on the Mizbeach. And the rest over is called Shirayim, that's eaten by the Kohanim. So the guy did a Kometza B'Pigol, the Kohen did a Kometza B'Pigol, and he put it on the Mizbeach, the din is Paka Pigula Mimenu. There is no din of Pigol in this case, because... So we see that even though this was a Baisa Pigol, it still removes the Isra Me'ila from here. And we're saying that the Kemitza is synonymous to the Shechita, or that parallel to the Shechita, and therefore just like the Kemitza, the Pigol during Kemitza alone is able to remove the Kedusha, able to remove the Me'ila, so too shouldn't Shechita have that same ability. So we see the Shechita alone is what it defines. And then we say, Amrlei, no. The Kemitza alone doesn't create the Pigol. When we say that the Kemitza is Pigol, it means Isura Demaishle the Pigol. It's an act that can lead to Pigol if in the end, during Shas Haktara of the Kemitza, there is Pigol as well. But if there's no Pigol during the Shas Haktara, it wouldn't create an Isra Pigol, but simply Komets Pigol leads to an Isra Pigol. Okay, should we stop here? All right, it's a short daf tomorrow, so we'll stop here, and this is what they want to do tomorrow.
So there's two stages of pigul when you shech what piggle is it? I mean, it's